It's time for the Good Morning Show with Terry and Melissa. Grab your coffee, your Bible, a pen, and your journal. It's time to be encouraged. And now here are your hosts, Terry and Melissa.
Good morning.
Hello.
It's Monday. Welcome to season three. Can you believe it?
Season three. Two full years of the Good Morning Show, and this is the beginning of our third season. Welcome to our anniversary show.
That's right. It's episode number 183, and in case you're keeping track, that's 183 shows that we've done in the last, well, over 2 years. And most of you have been along with us for the ride, and we've got new folks that have come and become part of the family. And so we're glad that you could take some time today, wherever you are, to join us on this new journey.
Not only is this our show, but it's your show. In fact, there's no show without you. The live stream and the podcast, it's all about you. We're here to encourage you by the love of Jesus Christ and the word of Jesus Christ. It's no secret. It's not undercover. We love the Lord, and we want you to love him, and we want him to love you. And so this is why we do what we do. But you know, we want to make this very personal, and we can't do that without your help. So because you tune in, we're grateful and we're honored. But we also want to tell you, if you're here, we want to pray for and with you. So you're welcome to post your prayer request. It's not an interruption to the show. It's very much a part of the show. Also, we want to give you a very personal hi there and hello. And so we cannot see you come in or out of any of the social media rooms unless you type in your chat box. So type in your chat box, whether you're on Facebook or YouTube, the website, podcast, whatever. Let us know you're here. Let us know where you're tuning in from. And you guys, we cannot start season three without asking this question. Please answer, what is in your cup? That's right. We care about what you're drinking. Let's jump over to our chat box and say a very special hi there and hello to Robin. Robin is in Fort Knox, Kentucky. That's right. She's guarding all the gold this morning. She's also drinking vanilla macadamia nut coffee with Dunkin' Creamer. Hello. We love that flavor.
Yeah,
that's good.
That is
stuff.
One of our favorites that you've brought to us.
MK just down the street right here in Shelbyville, Kentucky. And she's having Seattle's best decaf coffee with half and half in her cup this morning. Sounds delicious. Delicious.
Good
Monica
morning,
from Omaha, Nebraska in the house. She's got a prayer request. Her nephew's wife, Courtney, is back in the hospital with high blood pressure, on bed rest, and in the hospital till their little girl is born. So right now, Lord Jesus, we thank you for this life. We thank you that you right now are healing, holding, covering, protecting the life in this womb to bring forth. Father, we thank you for the plans that you have for this little girl. We thank you for the purpose for her life, Lord. We are praying for Courtney. We are praying for this little girl to be born healthy and whole. In Jesus' name we pray. Whole health for Courtney and her baby. We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. Dawn's with us this morning.
Good morning, Dawn in Oklahoma.
Dawn.
We love you, sweet sister. What an encouragement you are to me. Bless the Lord for Jacob and the call for ministry on his life. We are praying for him. Master Pastor Yoda in the house.
Yeah.
Boy, if I knew it was going to be a season three breakthrough, we would have had a special voice announcer this morning.
Yeah, right.
Nobody is a good announcer like Master Pastor Yoda.
Yeah, and if, in case you're wondering what we're talking about, go back and find some of our Thursday Night Live episodes that we did this last season, and you'll know exactly what we're talking
That's
about.
That's right. That's right.
We do some of those again.
Yeah, for sure we do. Yeah, so
absolutely.
Good morning, Ben. Great
good
to
morning,
see
buddy.
You in Louisville, Kentucky. Warren Kaufman in Kingsville, Missouri. Love you, brother. So good to pray with you this morning. How we love you and Carolyn, and we bless you
Amen.
Guys.
Good morning, buddy.
Robin says, woohoo, congratulations.
Yeah. Oh, hey, congratulations. Wait. Where are they? They're here. We got to do it.
Okay, I'll
Let's
wait.
Let's throw some confetti.
Woo!
How about that?
It's third.
Yeah, little fireworks.
We're 3 years
oh,
old.
Oh, that's laser.
Are we three or are we two? We're turning three.
We're turning three. Yeah. This is the beginning of the third.
Had to think about it.
Yeah, for sure.
Hey, we also want to let you know we really missed you last week. We'll talk about that a little more. And so if you're wondering where we were, we'll be happy to give you the inside scoop. MK says she has a friend, Lois, from Oregon that just got back from Utah, where she was an extra in the filling
Filming
of season 5 of The Chosen.
Wow.
She said it was an amazing experience. That's so cool, MK.
Very cool. Dawn's
drinking vanilla hazelnut coffee this morning. Sounds delicious. Look, our friend Scott Adamson. Bless you, brother.
Scott, hey, buddy.
He's drinking zero sugar Monster in his cup in Rio Ranchero, New Mexico.
Rio Rancho,
I'm sorry.
Ranchero sounds better.
I guess that's like a chip, huh?
Yeah, maybe.
Sorry.
Or a sauce.
We love you, brother Scott. It's great to see you this morning. Our brother, we will always have a connection with after our time in Israel together.
That's right. Every time I see any of our pictures of Israel, I think of you, buddy.
And speaking of pictures, this dude can take some.
Yeah,
he's
for
so
sure.
gifted.
For sure.
Warren says, y'all have been my church for some time. Please keep me in prayer as I'm becoming part of a local body. Warren, that's so exciting.
Yay, that's awesome.
Thank you, Jesus, for the work you're doing in Lauren and for Warren and for setting him in a family. We love you, Jesus.
Absolutely. Nothing else like being in a family where you can just... You know, it's good here where we're able to, you know, exchange all the, you know, stuff that we do and pray for each other and encourage one another. But it's different. You can't hug somebody over the internet.
Sometimes
you just need that personal touch that says, hey, I'm with you in this.
Can I pause for a minute and just maybe adjust this or no?
Let me look here.
No touchy.
It changes after I go out of this.
Oh, okay.
So I've got something to say about this. There's some gap above our head.
So I don't, okay. No touchy. Okay. Pastor Bobby Patton says, good morning. I really missed being at church yesterday, but we were worshiping with you guys from home. We missed you too, Pastor Bobby.
Yeah, we missed you guys.
And praying for your speedy recovery and wholeness and health in Jesus' name for you and Chrissy.
Both of you.
Ben says, no cup yet. He had to catch up on some sleep. Starbucks latte with one pump of sugar-free vanilla in a few minutes. You go, buddy. I'm so proud of how well you're drinking. We're all on a health journey, aren't we? Yeah, we are. And Lynn says, good morning. I've got only water this morning so far. Fasting labs are getting drawn this morning, and she's excited to get confirmation of the healing that has happened. Praise the Lord for your healing. We're agreeing with those amazing reports and also agreeing that you can have coffee soon.
Yeah. Yeah, all right.
Vince says, Rio Ranchero sounds spicy.
Speaking
of spicy... Terry and I were in the grocery yesterday, and we saw a display for Coke Zero Spicy.
Yeah.
What does that taste like? What is Coke Spicy? I want to try it so bad, but here's the beef. It was in like cases of 12, and they were expensive. And I'm like, I'm not going to buy expensive cases of 12 or 24, however many was in there, just to taste it, because what if it's icky? You know what I mean?
Remember we had that one Coca-Cola and it was...
like a Jubilee flavor.
Yeah, it was a different...
Berries.
It was almost like berries and flowers.
Yeah,
and
but
stuff.
This is spicy.
Spicy so
Coke.
Spicy.
All right, somebody give me the deets. I need the down low on the spicy Coke, please. Dustin in the house.
Good morning, buddy.
Good morning. I'm glad you're back and you're glad I'm back. He's in Hiawatha, Kansas, and he's drinking Folgers Black Silk in his cup this morning, praying for all as well. So it's so good. It's raspberry, Robin said. Spicy raspberry?
Okay.
That's crazy. I want to try it. So I'll take
some.
That's great. If you have... Zero, because I don't drink. I'm not eating or drink any sugar, but I still want to taste it. 5 weeks under his belt. Praise the Lord. You are faithful, God.
Thank you,
Jesus, for the work you're starting in Dustin. You will bring to completion.
Yes, complete restoration. That's
okay,
awesome.
So here it is. The scoop on why we were off last Monday. I had some crazy thing happen. It was the first time this ever happened. I got some sort of... Okay, let's see if I can do this. Some sort of bite on the underneath side of my jaw right here. And I could feel like an itchy spot, but I didn't see any bite. Fast forward, and in like 5 days after the bite, my face began, it just red began to spread throughout my face. And basically this half of my face, including my ear, back in my hairline, had this terrible rash down my neck. It was spreading. It was very itchy. It started to swell up very large. My whole face and my ear were like 4 times bigger than the other side of my face and the way it normally should be. And it was a very huge concern. I ended up going to urgent care last Sunday, and they very concerned nurse practitioner was super sweet. Did not know what it was. They took cultures. It was negative for any bacterial infection or any growth like bacteria. It was clearly some sort of reaction to an external stimuli, like a bite or some sort of scratch or something. It was not typical poison ivy or anything like that. It was very different. I've never had this happen before. It was really crazy. Concerning. And you guys, it was really disgusting. And last Monday, a week ago, it was at its worst. The biggest, the swollenest, the reddest, the grossest. And so Old Girl was not fit to be seen on live stream last week. So I'm so sorry that we had to cancel because of a cootie. But here's the good news. Our God is faithful. He absolutely touched me. Not only did he heal me, but he healed me so fast and so completely that you can't really even see. Look, you can't really even see anything wrong. My ear looks totally normal, right?
Yeah,
so,
praise the Lord.
Yeah, because God is good and he's faithful. And we'll talk more about that later. But that's where we were last week. And it was so sad because we really missed you.
Yes.
We really missed you.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah. I asked Terry, I'm like, can we do just like show half my face? It was a weird situation.
Half so. Your face.
Yeah.
I always think of half your face, that movie, The Other Sister. Where she, I've mentioned this before.
Where she had makeup done on part of her face.
You know how you go into the mall and they're like, oh, they'll do half of a, I don't know. I don't know if they really did this or not.
A makeover.
Like, they do a half a makeover to show you what it looked like. And they, you know, give you the thing to where you can see what it looked like with what they've done. And then if you want the rest, you have to pay for it.
Right.
She didn't know that. And so she didn't pay for it. She got the free half
a face makeover.
So she was hiding behind
poles. The free health and wholeness on one side and cootie on the other.
So we could have hid you like one half of you behind something, you know. I don't know.
It's crazy.
Put a picture over there.
Anyways, we missed you. We're super glad to be back. And
Otis says your face looks great.
Thank you, Otis. Otis, one of my greatest supporters. Yeah. Love you so much. Otis brings encouragement to me. Robin and Otis, well, all of you do. But like on a regular basis, I appreciate that so much. Also, let me just jump in here and say, he said it was hard to find you on YouTube this morning because it didn't show a live episode.
It didn't as soon as it normally does because it was because of our situation this morning and everything running late.
Our computer went wonky twice.
And so I did get it posted to where it'll show up, but it just showed up later than usual.
Bye,
Dustin. I couldn't send out the email.
We love you so, so much.
Love
God
you,
is
buddy.
Good. And I'm blessed. Thank you so much. And we love you, buddy. I'm glad to be back to normal, too.
Amen.
Good morning, Janice from
Good
Spring,
morning,
Texas.
Janice.
She's got water in her bottle this morning.
That's awesome. What's in our cup this morning?
Oh, I'm so glad you asked. We're drinking Michigan Cherry from the Coffee Beanery. It is a good to the last drop. In fact, we are drinking the last drop.
Yes, I got the last drop.
You did.
I sure did.
Are we going to do a mug shot?
Yeah, this is if we bring it closer, they get smaller. All right, 3, 2, 1. The Coffee Beanery.
I feel like I'm hidden behind.
Well, let me just say what the significance of this is, and then I'll change it to our regular.
Okay.
This is our very first screen after when we first started episode one, season one. We had no fancy backgrounds, no fancy titles. It was just us sitting in front of
a laptop.
Don't
go back and watch that. It was so bad. It's painful.
It was us sitting in front of a laptop and at our desk, at your desk. And it was like, you know, like a Zoom, I guess, you know. And so then things kind of started to evolve and change. And we got some fancier graphics. And this graphic idea came to me in 2020. So we started the show in 2022. I don't know. I have to look at the website.
Yeah.
Yeah. So in 2020, so I had, remember when I had the original idea about us doing a podcast, mm-hmm. a video podcast, and then we just like a whole year went by and we didn't do anything with it. And then COVID happened. It was right during COVID when it happened, when we got the idea, but it didn't go in. And this image reminds me of the old Sony PSP. Remember the little portable PlayStation portable that we had that looks like now the Nintendo
Game Boy
Switch that Baylor has.
Right.
But it's reminiscent of that shape. And that was because that was what I was thinking. It's like, what if you could watch us on like a mobile device?
Okay, I get it. So,
so this was the first screen that we created in the early episodes.
Let's be open and honest about this, totally transparent, that when Terry had the idea for this, I was like, we don't have time for that. That's not in the cards for us. I mean, we should not even push that. But, you know, can I just say that this was a blessing and I'm super glad of the Lord's timing that brought it back around for us to be able to share because we have gained such encouragement by you and spending time with you. We've gotten to know some of you so beautifully. And I pray that there has been some help for you from the Lord by his word, by the prayer, by the Holy Spirit just moving amongst us. We've had some really beautiful beautiful times in the last 2 years. We've even seen a man come to the Lord because of the Good Morning Show.
Yeah.
So I'm going to be really Absolutely. Honest with you. It is worth it all for one soul.
Yeah.
But the good news is the Lord is reaching.
Absolutely.
Touching. Well, and that's why we do it. So
it was, I'm going to throw this to the screen real quick. Because this was the original idea. Monday, March 23rd, 2020 was when the original idea came. And we were in COVID. And remember, there was toilet paper shortages everywhere. So I thought, oh, what a funny meme. Back in my day, there was so much toilet paper, people used to literally string it up in the trees of their enemies.
Right. That was a rough year. Everybody remembers.
Yeah. And so that was the original year that we started. But it wasn't until a year later that we actually did our first episode. And that was on April 25th.
Okay.
It was a Monday in 2022.
That's so funny.
That's in the blog on the website.
Look, I see the screen's the same. That's so funny.
Yeah.
All right. So let me jump over to the chat box and say hey to Heather Schubert. Heather says, cheer Wine Zero and Starbucks Winter Blend in Kentucky. Hey.
We love cheer wine.
We love cheer wine. And we love coffee.
Yeah.
And it's great to see you, Heather. We bless you. Heather is one of our miracles because Heather and Brian... pastors love the Lord, have just tried for years to have a baby and their miracle came. She is so precious. She's so beautiful. I haven't seen any recent pictures of her, but I just bless them and the miracle of life that the Lord has brought forth for their family.
And we were just reminiscing about Brian and them the other day, weren't we?
Yeah,
leading worship.
I think somebody's on the search for him because they want to snatch him up. So heads up, you guys are probably going to be getting a call from someone who really wants you guys to come lead worship. Okay. And Don's truly anointed people.
Don's laughing at the mugshot.
The mugshot. Yeah. Yeah. Well, you do some crazy things.
Yeah.
And Janice says this show has been a huge blessing to me in my situation. Janice, you are such a blessing to us. You are such an encourager. I love how the Lord has used you in a time that could really have been defeating. The enemy meant to defeat you and destroy you. And the Lord has used you
for sure.
Not only for your good, but for the good of everyone you come in contact with. You are such an encouragement. We love you so much, sweet sister. I also want to see you here. Like in November, when we have the great big fire school with Dr. Rob and Corey and D's coming up and everybody, I would love for you to be here with us.
We need to make that happen.
In Louisville. That would be so precious.
Otis brings up a good point here. He says he likes the fact that we can interact with you all from our homes as well as in church. Makes it warm and fuzzy. And he says he prays better at home for some reason.
Oh, you know, there are things I feel like I do better. Like when I'm spending time in the Word for my message or for whatever the Lord's downloading, I feel like I do that so much better in my office at home than anywhere else.
Yeah.
And I know that sounds crazy, but I don't know if it's because you get used to something or what, but I get that, Otis. I feel that real. Hey, James Carter. He says, quick check in and back to work. Love you, brother. Bless you.
Yes.
Thank you for joining us. We hope you're encouraged today and your Monday is motivated and great.
That's right. Another one of my classmates from long
ago.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I saw another comment. Well, let's see. Or did we get past it? Oh, Robin was talking about how Otis hated the flavor of the spicy Coke. Said that it tasted like Fruit Loops.
Wow. I'm anxious. I guess knowing what it's supposed to taste like kind of makes me a little more brave to buy it. But I got to tell you something. I don't know why they call it spicy if it's fruity.
Well, I don't know.
Why don't they call it Coke Zero Fruity?
Well, if you're going to call it spicy Coke, you might as well call it Dr. Pepper.
Well, I hoped it was like a spicy Dr. Pepper because you know I'm down with that spicy cherry.
Yeah, I know.
I love that. Yeah. Okay. Don says, here's my prayer request. God is doing a new thing in my life, planning me in ministry called Peace House. And I believe God has been equipping me and preparing me. I'm nervous, excited, and still not sure what it will all look like. But my prayer is to stay in step with the Spirit and listen and obey God's voice. This is the great adventure. Okay, so Lord, I just bless Dawn right now. I thank you for her. I thank you for her radical obedience to the call that you've given her. Thank you for the vision on her life right now that you want to walk out through her. So Lord, I pray that she stays in step. Lord, I thank you for the excitement and the anticipation of what you're going to do in this ministry through Dawn. I pray she stays right in step with you, listens and obeys your voice. We praise you and believe in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
That's exciting, Dawn. Mm-hmm. Thank you for your radical obedience to Jesus. Lynn says, yes, I agree with Melissa. You're such an encouragement to Janice and an amazing living testimony of God's loving kindness. Amen.
For sure. And Janice says she loves you too. She'll come, but she's going to need some help.
Come on, sister.
Well, we got lots of help.
Yep.
Yes.
Robin Woodard says... Oh.
It was the Michigan cherry that Otis said tasted like Fruit Loops.
Oh, the okay.
Coffee. Okay. Yeah. I thought it was the spicy Coke.
I don't think it. I think it tastes like coffee with cherry in it. That's the best way to explain. I love it.
It's a pretty accurate description.
I'm a big fan of the Michigan cherry. It's probably my favorite flavor. And what else do we got on tap this morning? Hey, if you're just tuning in, where you been? Just kidding. Good morning. Welcome to the Good Morning Show with Terry and Melissa Wright. We are so glad you're here. You have reached us today on our third anniversary. That's right.
Third anniversary of the show.
That's right.
We've been together a lot longer than three.
Yeah, but the other day I asked you and you plumb forgot. So
no, I just got
I'm not going to put you on the spot. I'll just say this.
I missed it by a year.
We are celebrating the beginning of our third season here at the Good Morning Show, and we're so happy to be doing that. We do not foresee us stopping in any time. We love what we do, and we love that the Lord has opened a door and allows us to keep sharing with you. So we're going to be here to do what we've done. It may look a little different some days. You never know what's going to happen. And that's kind of the fun, isn't it? Because it's really spontaneous, and we really don't know from show to show what's going to happen. Yeah. We really don't. It's never scripted. And it's kind of fun that way. It's also a way that we can interact with you in real time. Like Otis said, from your home or your work or your desk, anywhere
in the
world.
Or your car if you're driving to Florida or someplace.
That's right.
Yeah.
If you're driving to Florida, we love you. Be safe.
In all fairness and transparency, I also removed 2 years from my own age when we first met. I don't know. Sometimes things just like change.
So Terry didn't just forget how long we've been married. He also forgot how old he was.
But I think you forgot how many birthdays you had.
You
had to count it up on your fingers.
Yeah,
the other
I have
day.
To do that every time anymore.
At least you can still count yours on your fingers. I have to use my toes.
Totally not true. Not about your toes, about my fingers.
Hey, today is April 22nd. It is National Earth Day. Did you know that?
No.
Earth Day was created to just make more awareness of, things pertaining to the earth,
mm-hmm.
conservation and all those kinds of things.
Yeah.
And the first one was in, do you know what year?
1981.
No, 1970.
Oh, wow.
1970.
Okay.
So on April 22nd, 1970, National Earth Day became a holiday, a day that's recognized anyway, not necessarily a holiday, but a day that's recognized in all around the world, actually.
You know, we really are called to steward the earth well.
Mm-hmm.
It is the Lord has placed us here as stewards of his earth, really. And, we can read in Genesis how Adam was given dominion, and I thank the Lord for his good gifts. And sometimes we don't think about that when we mistreat things.
Yeah.
But it's a highly charged political issue also, and one we're not interested in talking about. So
yeah. Well, it's also though, it's ways for us to be just more consciously aware of things when we're using reusable products, those kinds
of
things.
That.
Helping us to repurpose items that have outworn their use. What's something you've repurposed?
Well, I was hopeful we could talk about this for a minute. One of the things that I have wanted to do and start doing is to repurpose the scrap material that I have after I sew.
Right.
You guys know I love to sew. I love to make blankets and all kinds of fun things. But there's always the edging and scrap materials that are left over. And I'm like, they're too small for another project. But one of the things I'd like to do is I'm learning how to miter corners so that we can have reusable napkins and paper towels.
Yes.
And then instead of we have a spill or a mess, we just use that and then reuse it and wash it. And so it's not just wasteful.
So what are some ways that you guys, watchers, viewers, listeners, repurpose things or are more conscious about maybe you do recycling? Maybe you have a recycling bin that you put things in every week and they come and get it. Or maybe you reuse reusable products. Some people wash plastic silverware. We've known them personally.
Yep.
Yeah. Done it. Been there. Done that. How about this one? Shop. Maybe you like to shop at thrift stores. Secondhand stores. People like to find vintage things. They like to find cool stuff that was just no longer useful to somebody else. That's always fun sometimes. And you can save some money and on that. Walking or riding your bike to work. Now, for some people, that may be a long commute. For us, no, we commute right in here. If we were going to have to walk to the church or ride a bike, it might be different. Carpooling, different ways like that, you know, that we can do that. And
here's a thought that kind of goes along with conservation and Earth Day. Mm-hmm. How cool is it that we're seeing a resurgence of like homesteading and like a reusing stuff and fixing things around your home? People growing vegetables, growing their own, you know, they used to call them, have a Liberty Garden. Is that what that was called?
Yeah, I think so.
And always
Victory Garden.
A Victory Garden and raising, you know, three or four household chickens in the backyard, which we took seriously. And kind of basically going back to provision from the earth and sort of, you know, like homesteading. You know, you do not have to have a big, large property to do those things. It takes very small amount of property to have a garden, to do a raised bed garden. Maybe you live in an apartment and you can put some planters on your deck or your porch.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You can actually do these things. And we love our chickens. Obviously, that's become a huge thing in our life. We really enjoy that. And we enjoy the eggs because we do eat a lot of eggs. And I will say the need for eggs has gone sharply up. I don't know what's happening. I don't know if the price of eggs is going up in the store. I haven't bought them in so long. But also, or if there's some sort of weird egg shortage. But I have had people almost every day contact me to get eggs. Eggs. And so it's like,
people don't even know.
Right. No. And I don't even have like, I didn't even have extra to take to church yesterday. And I'm like, what is happening? That's the first time that we've been in a place where we, you know, the eggs are just really. So I love that. But, you know, there are things that we can do to help our earth that actually help us too.
Yeah.
It's less wasteful. It's also usually better for the, for our own personal finances and economy.
Absolutely.
To do some things ourselves. I enjoy canning and I kind of love that, what they call homestead lifestyle right now. It's actually all the things my grandma used to do and your grandma used to do.
Yes,
and now it's like we get permission to do those things again.
Absolutely.
So I like that.
Robin says Otis loves thrift shopping.
Yeah.
And then Otis, he says he recycles jokes.
Yeah.
He tells them so many times nobody laughs anymore.
That's not true, Otis. We always laugh. laugh.
Yeah. Dawn's got a really good one here.
Yeah. Our metal shed got shredded in the panhandle wind, so I saved the metal and took 40 pallets to build a new shed and used the metal and wood to create a very sturdy shed for our tools mowing equipment. Panhandle winds haven't taken it down. Good on
Praise
you,
the Lord.
Dawn. That's so
That's
good.
That's a really good one.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Good morning, Chris Beck.
Good morning.
She's in the house this morning. She's been busy at work, and so she's just checking in. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. She says awesome sermon yesterday and she loves to garden. Also, the flowers that you were getting from Denise yesterday were absolutely beautiful.
Yeah,
I'm excited to get ours. Pastor Ruth Morgan in the house. She
Good
says
morning.
Most of us don't use real silverware, but maybe we should. It has been shown to kill bacteria, fungi and other certain viruses. Rehashing a plastic fork has less germ-free outcomes. I personally enjoy using silverware.
No problem
with not. I don't love plastic cutlery. I mean, there's a place for it occasionally. Like we keep some in our car or whatever.
Yeah. We don't reuse that. We just get more. But that's one of those things.
That's exciting.
Good to have around.
Dawn posted a picture of her recycled shed on Facebook if anybody wants to see it. That's smart. That's really good. And maybe you'll get a good building idea. We know that we were talking about chickens and increasing our flock, which we just cannot do right now unless we either let the girls free range, which we have, we would have to have a lot of fence around the property for that, or building another chicken run. Or in enlarging our hen house. And so maybe we can take a note from Dawn's book, right? And do some things ourselves.
Yeah. I'm looking her up right now. Let's see if we can find that picture of that shed while you're looking.
Oh, look at that. That looks great. Wow, okay. Dawn.
So,
impressive. Good looking shed.
Let's take a look.
That's so good, Dawn.
Wow,
you guys. Happy Earth Day. Go make a shed like Dawn.
That's so cool.
That's really good. I love it.
Very nice.
Hey, there he is. And Teresa. Teresa, I am sorry that you haven't been feeling well. I did not realize that you were sick. So I bless you right now, and I pray whole health for you in Jesus' name. And I missed you yesterday, Teresa. I really did. I'm glad to see you on this morning. Bless you. And there it is, Tracy, another person that supports and encourages us so faithfully. Tracy, we love you. He said, yo, just made it in.
Yeah. Let's go back to the shed real quick here of Dawn's. Isn't that cool?
Yeah, it looks great.
Built those. You can see the pallets there in the middle and the top.
Yep.
And then the tin that was from the other shed.
Recycled. Mm-hmm. That's great.
Yep. I think there's another part. Nope. That's it.
That looks really good. The tin's on the top, too.
There.
That's so good. I love it.
Very cool. Very cool.
Well done, Dawn.
Yes.
Well done. Do you have the little cheer? Yay!
I don't know. I'm somewhere. No.
No, we don't have it.
No.
It would have been a great idea there, but that's okay. I can't just yell on the fly. I'm sorry.
I need another app that I can have up.
You need more trinkets
and toys.
Well,
you know, it's all compiled in one and you got to go push buttons to get it.
Yeah, that's so cool. Yeah. That's a lot of fun. Well, you guys, it's good to see you today. We're happy that you're here on a Monday morning. I hope you are sufficiently motivated this morning. Maybe you haven't had enough caffeine and a little more motivation. We're here for both. I'm down with caffeine and motivation. What about you, Terry?
Absolutely. I get motivated. Sometimes the caffeine doesn't necessarily do what it normally does, what it's, most people say it does. I get tired. So I might be taking a little Nazarene nap after this episode here.
Is it a Nazarene nap if it's not on Sunday? I don't know. That's a good question.
I'm a Nazarene, so why couldn't it be?
MK is saying she hopes Angie feels better. I too pray for Pastor Angie. We've prayed for Pastor Bobby. Lord, I pray that you would touch Angie. I just pray that you would quiet that cough in Jesus' name. Bring her relief, Father. I pray that you would renew her in her body and her soul. And we pray this in Jesus' name. I agree, MK.
Amen.
Thank you for that reminder.
Yes, amen. And did you see, where is our comment here? Did you see this?
Oh, my goodness. It's Denise's birthday. Thank you, Teresa. I did not catch that. How did I miss that?
Well, I don't know.
Happy birthday, Denise. I don't know if she's on this morning. I haven't seen her, but it's so good to know, Teresa. I will send her a little text message later.
Yeah.
Just to say happy birthday.
Balloons.
Happy birthday.
Woo! That's awesome.
I love it. That's great. You know, you guys, sitting in here with Pastor Terry Wright is kind of like a toy store. He has all these cool little toys that sit over his desk, little miniature toys.
Baylor,
you know?
Did that one.
Did she? I wonder.
She put the Han Solo.
I cannot stop looking at him because he's right in line with the camera from where I stand. And so that's what I'm looking at. When I'm looking at you guys, I'm looking at Han Solo. Yeah. And then there's all these little...
What do you got? We can't read it from there, Baylor.
You'll have to help.
She's showing us a 6-inch tablet for across the room.
It's
cool. Oh, you just wished Miss Denise a happy birthday.
That's
on
good.
On the chat.
Okay. And then he's got, you know, Warren's squeaky chicken.
What is that actually besides the squeak?
It's a pin.
Yeah,
it's a miniature war chicken. And then he's got like, you guys check this out. He's got like Garfield, okay, and Odie. You got Odie?
You can't have Garfield without Odie.
And then he's got Jesus, because we got to have Jesus.
Gotta have Jesus.
Yeah. And then he's got, on the other side, we can't even reach all the toys. He's got all these little like...
Well, here.
Okay, Princess Jasmine. That's weird that you have that, but whatever.
I'm
sure Baylor at some point said it in here.
And this one here.
Rafiki.
Ah, Saninga, Vinitiva.
Rafiki and Simba. And then he's got some bobblehead things, and you don't have to show them all. It's crazy.
Yeah, it's...
But every time I sit down in here, it's like a new view. Like, he collects these things and I don't know where they come from, but they just start like showing. It's his desk. It's his studio.
Like,
he should totally do that.
McDonald's Happy Meals and stuff from the past. And,
is that it?
That's where a lot of them
came
from.
It's fun. It's definitely fun and entertaining to be in here.
Now be thankful. Some people, God bless you. Beanie Babies. Anybody collect Beanie Babies? I only have a couple of them, and they're really old ones, and I don't even have them in here. But, you know, everybody held on to all those saying,
we thought it was going to be worth so much money
someday. And then so everybody held on to them.
Yeah.
What really creates value is scarcity. But the fact that everybody said it was going to be worth something, they're all hanging on to them. Not so much.
No, it's weird, isn't it?
Yeah.
How about you? Do you guys have those little things floating around your desk?
Robin says Rafiki's her favorite.
Yeah. I love The Lion King. Yeah.
Absolutely. Let's see. Lynn's got to go. Maybe she's
Bye, Lynn.
Gone.
Love you so much.
Love you.
Pastor Ruth has prayer requests to pray for her granddaughter, Jessie, 24 years old, with stage 4 colon cancer. She just completed 4 rounds of chemo, and in a few weeks, they will get test results to see what it has done. Lord Jesus, I am praying. First, I'm praying for whole healing for Jessie's soul and spirit, that she would be in right relationship with you, Lord, and that you would shine through her life. And then secondly, I'm praying that out of that right relationship would come a healing to her body. Father, I thank you for healing wholly and completely. I thank you, Father, for cursing and eradicating cancer in Jesus' name. I thank you for the work that you're doing in Jessie, Lord, and that we will see test results that will prove of your faithfulness, your touch, your mighty work in Jessie's body. We pray, believing in faith, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Let's see. Oh, it's also National Jelly Bean Day.
Jelly bean.
You guys like jelly beans? Do you have a favorite? I know we love Jelly Bellies, mm-hmm. right? Jelly beans.
I love Jelly Bellies, and my favorite flavor is Juicy Pear.
Juicy Pear.
I love Juicy Pear Jelly
yes.
Bellies. But I do not eat them hardly at all.
Well, yeah.
That's probably why they're special, right?
Yeah. We saw some giant ones. Where were we at? We were somewhere, and Baylor pointed them out. She says, look at those giant jelly beans. It wasn't at Jungle Gyms, which is a totally whole other show.
Oh, my gosh. We totally have to do a show
Cincinnati.
About Jungle Gyms.
Yeah, but in the 1930s, I mean, the jelly beans go way back. I mean, back to, they say, even the Civil War.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah, there was a general or somebody that really made him popular at that time. And then they in the 30s, they were associated with Easter.
Ronald Reagan.
Time. And then, yeah, Ronald Reagan enjoyed jelly beans so much they were present at his inauguration.
Yeah.
You know, all kinds of cool stuff. So maybe you've got a favorite jelly bean favorite.
Yeah, Robin does. Robin likes the green apple Jelly Bellies.
Oh,
but,
yeah.
But here's a big question about Jelly Bellies and jelly beans. Do you guys like the black licorice ones? We
I do. Yeah.
We do.
Yeah.
I like black licorice.
Yeah.
Yep.
Green apple, though, those, you know, Jelly Belly has done a really good job, I'll have to say, of recreating certain flavors. Like, you may not
buttered
like it.
Buttered popcorn.
Buttered popcorn.
It's good.
When you put it in your mouth, you're
it
like.
It tastes like buttered popcorn.
Buttered popcorn.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then there's the, there's another one that was weird. It was like jalapeno. It wasn't
yeah.
spicy hot, but you could taste. It tasted like a vegetable.
Yeah.
It was really
yeah.
weird.
Okay, so Chris loves Gorgu.
She has Grogu, oh. which is the baby
yeah, Yoda.
Yoda.
And Groot on her
on
desk.
Your
good.
Desk.
Chris,
oh, there
I'm
you
so
go.
Glad that you have little toys on your desk, too.
Yeah.
I think that's so fun. Okay, Robin loves black licorice.
Mm.
I love it.
Mm.
Janice said she loves the buttered popcorn Jelly Belly. It's her favorite. See, I really like it, too. MK likes black licorice. So, you guys, happy Jelly Bean Day.
Yeah.
I'm not going to have any today.
Okay.
Is that okay?
I don't have any to give you.
Somebody so else needs to
we don't
eat
have
some
any either.
For me.
Yeah, just have some jelly beans for us today.
That's right. I am sad to say that we are out of coffee since you said that that happened. So I'm going to have to switch to cold coffee pretty quick after the show today. So I'm not going to have jelly beans, but I am going to have more coffee.
Yeah.
Does that count?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Yeah, you can have more coffee.
Good. And Tracy likes black licorice.
Yeah.
That's good, guys.
Go.
I like black licorice.
Cool.
I like when somebody else doesn't like it because then they give you their black ones, right?
Mm. Yeah. Well, that's true.
Sometimes you have to trade out like a cherry or something, but
yeah.
that's totally worth it in my opinion.
Yeah.
I love cherry, but just saying.
Well,
I also know that jelly beans and jelly bellies are, I mean, I know they're jelly bellies are a type of jelly beans, but I think jelly bellies should be a category all into their own.
Yeah.
You know, they have
yeah.
flavor combinations. You can make like banana splits and all these great flavors. I really love Jelly Bellies.
They are good. They're good. Today is also National Girl Scout Leaders Day. Did you ever do Girl Scouts?
I did. I was
yeah?
I was in Brownies, yes, and
yeah.
Girl Scouts for 1 year.
Well,
Brownies
they,
for a couple years and Girl Scouts for 1 year.
They have about 750,000 adult leaders who volunteer their time with the Girl Scouts.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Isn't that crazy? That's a lot of leaders.
You've been on the National Day calendar, I
mm-hmm.
see.
Yep. Yep.
That's hit or miss, you know.
Yeah. Well, today was a good one. I mean, there's one
well,
more that I'm going to talk
Earth
about in
Day.
A little bit, but it's really good. Yeah. It's also the beginning of Passover.
Huh.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yep. Begins actually before sundown today, and it ends after nightfall on the 30th.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Happy Passover
yeah.
to all our Jewish friends.
Absolutely. You know, when we were in Israel, nothing becomes more alive than the Jewish traditions and all of the different observances and things like that. But you remember what it was like just on the Sabbath? Just
yeah.
trying to, we went to the mall, to the store. And everybody was getting ready to close down because they close down early so that they can prepare and so they can get home because even traveling on the Passover is not something.
Yeah, because it starts at sundown. And I want to tell you that I love the way their entire nation honors Sabbath and Passover. I love the way they honor the rest, the Sabbath rest. And the time that they just reflect on the Lord. I love that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Monica says, back to Jelly Bellies. If you put butter, popcorn, and blueberry together, it tastes like blueberry pie. Hello. I'm in for that. Wow. That sounds delicious.
That's kind of cool.
Bobby loves the jalapeno Jelly Bellies.
Isn't that fun?
Yeah.
They're just good. It's different.
And Dawn changed her profile picture to her brownie picture. Very good, Dawn. Oh. She's celebrating National Girl Scout Volunteer Day. That's great.
That's
and
cool.
Laura Rand,
hey,
Pastor Laura
Rand.
Laura.
Woo! Yeah, she's telling us that on the Sabbath, every time we got, if you didn't get in the Shabbat elevator.
The Shabbat elevator, do not get in on the Sabbath. It automatically stops at every floor on the way down, every floor on the way up, because even pushing a button on Shabbat is doing something.
Yeah,
so the Sabbath elevator is not for you if you're in a hurry. Just saying. Love you, Pastor Laura in Maryville, Missouri. So good to see you, sweet sister. We love and adore you.
Absolutely.
Miss your face.
That's one of the things about not living in the Midwest out there that we miss is just being able to have like an hour and a half drive to just hang out with cool people like you.
Yeah, that's the truth. And also, we kind of have a little Israel reunion here. Janice and Laura and Scott was on.
Scott Adamson
and
was
I
on.
Love it, you guys. This I will so always, cool. for the rest of my life, remember our time in Israel together as a family so fondly. What a beautiful time we had in the Holy Land. Look at this. Pastor
Rick. Hey, Pastor
Rick. We have
Rick.
Missed you. Yesterday afternoon, I was like, Terry, I miss Rick. I'm so glad to see you, Pastor. He said, great service yesterday. He's breathing very well. Glory
good.
To God. Drinking Coke, no licorice. He prays that he gets his upper partial back. That
was broken. His partial teeth.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Okay. I'm sorry. Thought it was going to be tomorrow, but now not until Tuesday.
Wow.
He's toothless. Till
next Tuesday.
Help us, Jesus.
Wow.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Man, we miss you, brother.
Yes,
been really
absolutely.
Praying. I'm glad to hear you're breathing well. Glory to God. I'm also glad Terry told me you got some pictures with your daughter. You got to probably go visit the grandkids.
Yes,
praise God.
You got to go to roller skating. Well, he didn't roller skate, but the grandkids did.
Oh, okay. Well, that's probably... That's probably good.
Otherwise, he's probably had more than a broken partial.
But I am glad he got to go be with his family. Tracy says that Angie says good morning. She's working.
Oh,
good morning, Pastor Angie.
Morning.
We love you. We're praying for you.
Yes.
And Laura's reminding us we've had an incredible time together. We really, really did. There was nothing like just getting to spend time where Jesus walked with people that love the Lord. It was such a special time. We prayed together. We read the word together. We just really soaked in the presence of God together. It was really a fabulous time. The trip of a lifetime for sure.
Absolutely.
So on this Monday morning, Pastor Wright, the Right Good Reverend Wright, what do you have for us?
Well, we've already gone through some National Day observances. Of course, if you're just tuning in, this is the Good Morning Show with Terry and Melissa. It is the beginning of our third season.
Season
3 began today. And it was 2022 that we actually started this show. So 2 years under our belts, if we wear one or whatever you want to say.
Not much can fit under my belt.
But we've been talking about a whole bunch of cool stuff. I mean, everything from National Jelly Bean Day to, Earth Day, of course, today. And just different things like that. Favorite jelly beans. And just, you know, if you missed up so far, you've missed up to this point. After the show's over, you can go back and you can watch it again on our website, thegoodmorningshow.tv, or on YouTube or Facebook, wherever you find home. But you'll be able to find us there on our website with all the links and stuff.
There's 183 episodes for you to peruse through and rewatch.
Actually, more than 183, because that's 183 shows. But we also have shorts, short videos. We also have some special videos. Remember when we did that special, we did the Andy Griffith Show quiz?
Yeah.
We made a video for that where we picked a quiz about how well do you know the Andy Griffith Show.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff to watch.
A lot of other stuff there.
Yeah.
The cool thing is that on the website, thegoodmorningshow.tv, there's a little guide thing on the right side, a menu, and it goes all the way back to 2020 where that first post was. But you can actually click on any of those and it'll take you directly to a certain month during that year or whatever. So it's like a time machine.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's really good.
Yeah. And so I figured, what do you say we do a little bit of a time in the Word?
Oh, I'd love to. Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, I mentioned that we missed last Monday because, you know, this thing on my face and the rash and the swelling and all the stuff. But I got to tell you that when I woke up last Sunday morning, not yesterday, but last Sunday morning, and I realized that not only was it not getting better, but it was getting worse, I was discouraged because I realized I was not going to be able to go to church. And not meeting with the family of God for worship and the fortifying of the saints was really discouraging to me. Can I just be honest with you? I found myself in discouragement last Sunday, pretty heavy. Might have been feeling sorry for myself a little bit. And I forgot that the Lord says that he works all things for my good. So even what the enemy means to harm me, listen, even what the enemy means to harm you, the Lord will work for our good. But if we don't press in and ask him what that is, if we don't look for the good, we can easily fall into discouragement. And that is so contagious. You know, we've talked about how contagious discouragement is. We talked about how powerful it can become in our life and how that word of discouragement that lives over us becomes death in our life. And so I want to just read something to you that the Lord really helped me last week as I was walking in this place of just discouragement. Here is a verse in Deuteronomy. It's Deuteronomy 31:8. And this is the word of the Lord this morning. And the Lord is the one who goes ahead of you. He will be with you. He will not fail you nor forsake you. Do not fear or be discouraged. The word of the Lord this morning. Do not fear or be discouraged. There are moments when the enemy absolutely, his main tactic is to bring us to discouragement, because all by ourselves, left unchecked, discouragement can turn to unmet expectations. And that kind of discouragement can really bring disappointment that causes us to make choices that are horrible for our life and horrible for the lives around us, because we seek to fill and lift that discouragement by earthly means, and there's no fulfillment in that. This verse reminds us that the Lord goes ahead of us. It's not the enemy that goes ahead of us. It's the Lord God Almighty. He is always with you. If you're a believer today, come on. If you're in relationship with Jesus, you are not alone. No matter how you feel, no matter what lies the enemy tells you, you are not alone. He is with you. He will not fail you. How many people in your life can you say that about? The truth is, people let us down. He will not let you down. The truth is, people fail us. We fail ourselves. We let ourselves down. He will not let us down. He is faithful. He will not fail you nor forsake you. Come on. Nor forsake you means he's not going to leave. He's not going to forget about you. He's not going to turn away from you and be like, I never knew you. He's not going to be disloyal to you. He is always for you. And I love this truth about the Lord. And do not fear. We can't give in to fear. It comes and we can't agree with it. I mean, there are moments we do and we have to step right back out of that thing. I may have been concerned and maybe a little bit in fear over what was happening to my face and my neck and my body, but the truth is, the Lord never left me. He never forsook me. He never forgot me during that time. He was doing a work in me, and he was working what the enemy meant to harm me for my good. When I began to see that, I realized I can't be in fear nor discouraged. NIV says discouraged, uses the word discouraged. I want you to know that discouragement is contagious, but so is encouragement, right? Faith is contagious. Belief is contagious. Knowing God will keep his word. Come on, these are things that we can spread. Unlike a bad rash, unlike bacteria, unlike some bug bite that goes from person to person and infects people, we have the ability to be contagious for the Lord God. We have the ability to infect people with the message of Jesus Christ that brings life, that brings whole healing. We cannot allow discouragement to take us out of the game, even for a day. And so I repent Lord Jesus, that I was discouraged. I repent that I felt sorry for myself. And I repent, Lord Jesus, that I was so discouraged that I couldn't meet with the body of Christ to worship you when I realized that you are worthy of praise and worship no matter where I am. If I can never leave and go meet with the body, if I can never leave and go to work, if I can't leave and go shopping, if I can't leave this house ever again, you are still worthy of my praise and worship. You bring encouragement in every situation, no matter what. You are turning things that the enemy means to harm us for our good. And so, Lord, we praise you today. I thank you for this word from Deuteronomy. I thank you that you'll never leave us nor forsake us. We don't have to live in fear nor ever be discouraged because you are faithful. We can't muster it up. We can't gut it out. We can't perform our way into encouragement, but we sure can receive encouragement by your Spirit and your word. We love you today. You say in your word in the beginning of 2 Corinthians 1 that we receive encouragement from you so we can give encouragement for you. We receive your encouragement, Lord, so we can give it away to others. I pray we would do that today. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. There is your word for the day.
That's so good.
Thank you. That's
Jesus. You know, I love the encouragement that we can find in Scripture, because a lot of times when we are feeling down, we're feeling left out, we're feeling isolated, we're feeling like, you know, nobody cares. And then we see something like this, and the Lord is the one who is going ahead of you.
Amen.
No better leader to be following than the Lord. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And so it's really good. So
hey, jump over to the chat box. Connie.
On.
Okay.
No, I was going to say the desert or abandon you part. How many people feel deserted because of what friends have done? Maybe what family's done?
What version did you put up there?
I'm not sure.
Oh, that's...
I just grabbed one.
Wow. Okay.
But that whole fact that we don't have to fear.
He'll never desert nor abandon you. He'll never leave nor forsake you.
That's right.
That's good. Do not be fearful or discouraged. Do not be dismayed. Mm-hmm. That's good. Thank you. Mm-hmm. I just wanted to say hi to new friends who entered
Absolutely.
The room. I'm sorry.
Absolutely.
I jumped the gun.
I just needed a change over so that I can do some transitions while you do that.
Okay, transition. Here we go. Hi, Connie. Good to see you, sister. Love you so much. Connie, such an encouragement. Brother Tim Cox in Elizabethtown, Kentucky. We love you, brother.
Brother, good morning,
hope you're doing well, you and the family. He said the show is awesome. Love you all. Praying for you all. And God is so faithful in your life, Tim. I pray that he is faithful in all of your lives the way he's been faithful in Tim Cox's life.
And healing and all the things.
That's Amen.
Awesome.
Brother Randy from Canada, Canada in the house this morning. Praying for your knee right now in Jesus' name. Whole healing. I declare no swelling, no pain, no disease, no affliction can stand in the name of Jesus. Declaring the name of Jesus over Randy's body. In Jesus' name I pray.
Amen.
Connie saying hey to all her sisters, friends, MK, Chris, everybody saying hey to one another this morning. I love that.
Yeah, it's really good.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. What did I skip? I think, there we go.
Okay.
That Janice says that word hits home for me. I repent. Yesterday was hard. Yeah, me too. I have those days. And I know that it's real. It just saying that we shouldn't be in discouragement doesn't mean it's not real. It's a real thing, but we have a real plan from a real God to get out of it. And so we need to exercise our faith, open his word, pray, live in the Spirit, do a little journaling and a little worshiping, and the Lord will bring us out of that funk. We just have to be aware of it enough to do that. So, yay!
Absolutely.
Love you guys so much. I see our time is dwindling down this morning.
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to do a little Q&A this morning?
Yes.
Is that what you got going on?
Well, I think we will here in just a few. You got some more comments here. Randy says he's got coffee in his cup this morning. And also Connie is, thank you. You're welcome, Connie, for loving your son. He's easy to love.
Sure is.
He's a cool dude.
Great guy.
You've done
Matthew's
good.
Matthew's a great guy.
With both of the kids.
All
your kids. You've got more than just two. Believe me,
Connie is a mother to many.
That's right.
She is a spiritual mother to many.
For sure.
And a huge blessing for the body of Christ.
Absolutely.
Love
Absolutely.
it.
I think I was just looking over and making sure everybody's just great work,
lots
great
of
reminder.
Stuff, lots of stuff coming in and out this morning. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Tim says it doesn't matter what adversity you're going through, physically or emotionally, the Lord will prevail with faith.
Amen.
That's good preaching.
Amen,
right
amen,
there, buddy.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
How exciting.
Amen.
Okay, so I know this, we never know what's going to happen, and these live streams always take a turn based on what we're talking about and what you guys are talking about, and I love that. But occasionally, Terry has some things like listed out that we might try to talk about. Did we get those things done, honey?
We did, yeah. Good. We've gone through all the calendar stuff for today.
Success!
Yeah, yeah. You can throw a party now.
Woo!
Absolutely.
Happy anniversary.
That's right. Well, it's 3 years. This is the beginning of the third year for us, third season. Good Morning Show with Terry and Melissa. And we are so happy that you guys have chosen to hang out with us all this time.
Amen.
And it's been a lot of fun. We're not quitting, though. We're just getting started.
That's right.
Yes, yes, yes.
We'll keep on going. How about that?
Yeah. So we have this thing that we like to do as we wind down here for about the last 5 minutes or so of the show. 5 to 6 minutes.
Hold on.
What?
I just need to the shadow between us is so cool. This is the second or third time that he has gotten right in the way of the light. And so this is Phineas, by the way. And he believes now his room. And so he comes in, lets himself out. You guys know occasionally he chews some cords. He just
lights get disconnected.
Just wanted to let you know that's who that shadow was.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, back to getting to know you.
No, that's good. It's good. So we've got this list, right, that are just random questions. And they're questions that are like icebreaker topic questions, you know, to where you can say, Dawn said she saw his shadow earlier, that, you know, we'll answer the question. You guys get to answer the question.
We get to know each other better.
It's really cool.
But they're randomized, meaning we have 162 questions, but we literally have no idea what question you're going to choose. That's right. You choose a question by picking a number between 1 and 162, and then we read the question that correlates with the number you chose. It's totally random. It's spontaneous and on the fly. And sometimes you get some pretty great answers that way. Sometimes we get some stuff we probably should edit out.
Mm.
But whatever. So could you guys pick a number?
Yeah. Oh, Teresa, we love you guys too.
Love you, sis, so much. This one has been an encouragement to me to watch her grow in Jesus. She is maturing into Christ-likeness. I love you, Teresa. And Tim Cox says he's throwing a party. Terry, did you ever get a smoker?
No, I did not. Not yet. I've been thinking about getting like a smoker box, to put in the grill or whatever. But
I love that. But you still master that grill, baby.
Well, thank you.
But I wouldn't mind.
Yeah.
I wouldn't mind
smoking.
I love the smoke meat. Yep. Okay, 54.
54. Yep, we got it right here. This is a good question. What is your earliest childhood memory?
Oh my goodness, I remember this.
You remember one?
I know what it is. Yes, it is. I've thought about it my whole life. When I was 2 years old, no kidding, I remember the house that my parents lived in. My mom and dad lived on way, way, way north Topeka Boulevard. And it was the house that my folks rented. We had a big barn out back, heavily wooded lot. But I remember in the front of that house, walking from the kitchen, there was like a little, kind of like a little ramp down from the kitchen into the living room. And I remember literally being in my Winnie the Pooh feety pajamas with still had a bottle at 2 years old. Don't judge my mom. Don't judge me. Okay. I turned out all right. In my hand, a bottle in my hand, walking down that ramp into the living room. And I was 2 years old. I don't know why I remember that, but I totally remember that.
Is that cool? Weird?
What about you?
Well, and this is our prompt to you guys. What is your earliest childhood memory? Be sure and post it in the comments while we're giving ours. And that gives you time during the delay here. Let's see. I think one of the earliest ones, I don't know what age I was. I was very, very young. Probably a couple, 2 or 3 years old, maybe. Mom and dad had a... It was a motorcycle, but not like a Harley or a Honda or anything like that. It was an old Cushman motorcycle. Okay. They were kind of like the crossover between a motorcycle and a scooter, but it was like a bigger scooter kind of thing. And I remember the shifter had a big dice, you know, and it was like a gold, like an amber colored, you know, and it was on the shifter. My mom was driving and I was sitting behind her, and we were going across the county road from our place where we lived out in the country to the feedlot where my dad worked.
Yeah.
He was a mechanic. And there had been a lot of rain recently during that time. And so there was a lot of runoff from the cow pens.
Yep.
Okay. Mud and, you know.
Manure.
Yeah, manure. And so it runs off into the ditch between the road and where we were going. But the sun had baked it dry on top. And so I'm assuming mom thought, hey, it's dry. We can just cut through the ditch. And it was not dry underneath. And I remember my feet on top of the dry. It was that deep. It almost half buried the Cushman motorcycle in the ditch. Didn't wreck. Didn't, you know, whatever. I just like was like a probably just a complete stop.
Wow.
And that's one of my earliest ones. I was probably two, maybe.
Wow, that's awesome. All right, let's jump to everybody else's earliest childhood memories in the chat box. Robin says she remembers being two and playing with her big tractor in the tire sandbox.
Yeah.
Awesome. Ben, Master Pastor Yoda, remembers riding his big wheel at the age of three.
That's cool.
I had a big wheel too. It was a green Incredible Hulk big wheel.
Yeah,
Did you have one?
Yeah. Oh, I had the original big wheel. Yep.
Okay, Janice says her grandma Farnsworth always turned on the TV
for the annual
Wizard of Oz for her to watch.
Yes.
Only time she turned the TV on. That's a great memory.
Wow.
Warren said he remembers his little brother, me and his little brother. Warren and his little brother going outside to play in diapers for some reason. That's an early memory.
That's awesome.
Connie says she remembers chewing on the end of her bed, wanting her grandfather to pick her up, jumping up and down in excitement.
That's
so cute. Teresa says her mom's dad built the sisters and her a real Barbie house for us to play in. Wow.
Very cool.
Tim Cox says one of his earliest memories was riding the tractor with his grandpa in the tobacco field. That is awesome.
That's awesome. That's a great memory, too.
What a cool smell, too. I mean, can you imagine the smells that are associated with that memory?
Yeah.
And Randy says he remembers being born again. Hallelujah. You guys, what great memories you have.
I think Baylor has one. She's over here at the
door. Do you remember your earliest childhood memory?
Come over here.
What is it, Baylor?
I don't remember how old I was, but I remember we were at our house in Kansas, our red brick house, for my birthday. Instead of a chocolate cake, we had chocolate cupcakes instead.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think you were 3 years old. That was your three-year-old birthday. That's awesome that you remember that, Sissy. Thank you for sharing, Baylor.
Yeah.
Thanks for coming in.
That's
we have the coolest kid. I love that. She's not three anymore. She's 11 now. She's about to be 12. And thank you for sharing, Baylor. I love that. Yeah. And you know what? Thank you guys for sharing.
Dawn says she thinks when she was three or four, she got her Fisher-Price dollhouse.
Oh,
that's cool.
Hey, this walk down memory lane has been really fun.
It's a lot of fun.
Also thinking about Jelly Belly flavors and talking about all the things that we talked about. We love being with you today. Thanks for hanging out with us on our show anniversary. How about we start season three with a bang? And we meet here again next week. What do you think?
Yeah.
Should we do it?
Yeah. That would be good. And how about if we close out with some prayer for everybody?
Lord, I thank you for all of our watchers, listeners, podcast listeners, all of our live streamers, everybody that's associated right now under the sound of my voice, whether this is in real time or whether someone's listening to it again. I pray that you would bless these. I pray that you would draw them unto you by your Holy Spirit. I pray that we would be so encouraged by your word and your spirit, Lord. I thank you that we are proud to be Christ followers, believers, Christians. May we represent you well today. May we be a people that truly say we are ambassadors for Christ. Lord, we love you. We thank you for the work you've done for us. We praise you for salvation. And Lord, we pray for each other continually, encouraging one another with songs and psalms and hymns and prayer. We love you today, Jesus, and we pray this in your name. Amen.
That's right. Thanks again for hanging out with us. This has been a good time. We look forward to doing this again this next Monday for sure, unless something weird comes up, right? And I don't know. Every time we say this, I'm really thinking, man, we need to do another show during the week or something.
We might have to bring back Thursday Night Live, guys.
I'm kind of feeling like maybe it's time for
Janice
that.
Janice agrees. Thursdays. Let's do it.
Well, just remember, you matter to God, you matter to us, and we love you, even if we don't really know you. We know you
by the spirit.
So we look forward to hanging out with you again, and we'll talk to y'all soon.
See you next week.
All right, bye. That's all for now.
Thanks for tuning into the Good Morning Show with Terry and Melissa. You can catch up on previous episodes, find links to our social pages, and drop us a line at our website, thegoodmorningshow.tv.